Liking myself, I like my world. Liking myself, I like my world. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Liking myself, I like my world. One of the most wonderful and important and joyous things that we could ever do would be to totally like ourselves. Because when we like ourselves, we like ourselves just the way we are. We're not liking ourselves because we're getting better, or because we're training ourselves, or because we're seeking to improve, but we like ourselves just the way we are. Now, it doesn't mean we're going to stay this way. It just means that we like ourselves at this point in time, at the now and time that we are. Living in this moment, now in time that we are, we come to some very wonderful conclusions for ourselves. We see the world around us glorious. We see the people around us exciting and enjoyable. We see everything in the world truly something marvelous and something very unique and good for us. Yes, something marvelous and truly unique for us. What is it that you have looked at and seen in your world today that was something very exciting to you? What is it that you have looked at? Did you look at your body when you got up and you say, I have a nice body. I am living in the temple of the living spirit and it's wonderful. I am wonderful. I am wonderful. I am wonderful. And when you say that to yourself, you begin to like it about yourself. You begin to think to yourself, yes, that's true. I am wonderful. Yes, that's true. This is a grand and glorious world. It's true. It is something very beautiful and very good. And when you say that you like your own body, what a good start you have on your day. This body is a temple of the living spirit. Every organ, action, and function of this body is ideally designed. It's ideally planned and programmed because it's who I am. I like myself. And as I am liking myself, I like my world. Now, what's in my world? Well, one thing, happiness. One thing, joy. One thing, peace and harmony. One thing, goodness. In my world are all the things that go on to make my life enjoyable. So, I look at the people in my world. I start out with my family. I start out first with myself, of course. And then I go to my family, and I say my spouse is wonderful. My spouse is uplifting and challenging and delightful and making my life just feel so full of love and so full of joy and so full of magic. It's an exciting adventure. And if I have any children, my children are supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. That's what they are. They are just magnificent. They are just so peaceful, so exciting, and so delightful. They make me feel like I have made a wonderful achievement here on this world, bringing forth these children, bringing forth these magnificent geniuses. They're all fantastic. They're all me. They're all wonderful. Yes, they are. They're all truly wonderful. Now, I look at them and I say, wow, what a joy it is to my world that I brought forth these children. And then I go on to other things. I go on to things like saying that I'm a happy guy. I go on to things like saying, I look around me and I see that my garden is growing beautifully. And I say it to it. I say, garden, you're growing beautifully. All the flowers I've planted, all the seeds I've planted, they're all being nurtured. I water them, I fertilize them, I care for them. And I love them, and perhaps the biggest thing that I do for them is to love them. I love my plants. I love the things in my garden. And I love my spouse, and I love my children. I love my father and mother. I love my sisters and brothers. I love everyone in my world. Because that's what makes life so exciting. That's what makes life just truly wonderful and marvelous. And liking myself, I like my world. So, I have my work wherever I am, and I have the most wonderful work in the world. It's not a matter that I have the ideal employment right at this moment, but I treat it like the ideal employment right this moment. I treat whatever I'm doing as the ideal thing that I am doing at this moment. And that ideal thing is fun and it's good. Liking myself, I like my world. I like whatever I'm doing. Oh, I can aspire to more wonderful things, more grand things, more beautiful things, and I can aspire. I can aspire to them, and in aspiring to them, I am open to them. I'm open to and receptive to whatever beautiful, fantastic thing is going to come my way, and I have no idea what the magic is going to be and how it's going to be expressing itself, but I am open and receptive to it because I am me. I like me. Liking myself, I like my world. Liking myself, everything in my world is beautiful and good and joyous and fantastic. Liking myself, I live in a world that is so magical, so wonderful, so fantastic, that it's all that I could ever dream about. It's all that I could ever want. It's all that I could ever like. Do you like yourself? Do I like myself? It shows in how I act. It shows in how I think. It shows in how I move. Now, how do I move? How do I act myself? How do I like myself? How do I act myself? What sort of person am I? Well, I am a good person. I'm a loving person. I'm a thoughtful person. I'm a kind person. I'm a beautiful person. I'm the kind of person that is enjoying everything I do in life. Now, have you ever noticed people who have pets? Their pets like them regardless of what they're doing. If they're sleeping, if they're taking a walk, if they're eating a meal, if they're talking to their pet or they're talking to somebody else, their pets just idolize them. They just think that they're the most wonderful people in the universe. So, we could learn something from our pets in that regard, because our pets like us regardless of who or what we are. They don't care what clothing we have on. They don't care what things we're doing. They just want to be by our side because that's what their purpose is. Their purpose is to be divine with us. Their purpose is to be delightful with us. Their purpose is to be fulfilled with us. And our purpose is to be fulfilled with us too. We could take a good keynote from watching what our dogs and cats do when they're around us, and how much they just idolize us and delight with us. You can idolize yourself, too. Not superior to somebody else. When a cat idolizes you, the cat's not saying that you're better than some other person in the family. They just think you are, at the moment, the most wonderful person that they could ever know. And at the moment, you are the most wonderful person they could ever know. And at the moment, you might be just sitting back in your chair drowsing, and the cat sitting on your lap, and you just feel wonderful. Your dog, your pet, no matter what. You can have your fishbowl next to you, and you love your little fish. They're so charming, they're so wonderful, they're so exciting. They do everything right. What do you know about that? How do you act upon that? How do you think upon that? What is liking myself? Liking myself is just delighting in now, every moment now, and saying, this is really something fantastic. This is where I am, and this is what it's all about. I am so content. I am so happy. I am so fulfilled. This is my ideal. This is my dream. And this is who I am. So, what am I going to do about that? I'm going to live it right now. Liking myself, I like my world. I like every person in my world. I like every experience I have in my world. Every experience I have is a good experience, no matter how challenging it may seem to be at the time. It's a good experience because I'm ready for it. I'm ready for that experience. I'm ready for whatever life brings to me because I have created it by liking myself. I have created every experience in my life by liking myself. And in liking myself, I like the experiences I have too. In liking myself, I like the people I meet. In liking myself, I like me. I like me. I like me. With all my heart, with all my soul, with all my being, forever and ever and ever. Try it on for size. It's wonderful.